Brody.
Monty.
I've made the decision to start my own flight company exclusively for bald people.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to call it Receding Airlines. Perfect for me.
Very much so. And welcome back.
Welcome back to the Good Always podcast.
Oh,
here we are at the studio table once again.
Unbelievable.
Oh, jeez. Brody, it's been a while. I haven't seen you for months.
Three of them, in fact.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow, hey. Jeez.
Long intro.
That intro song's still going, isn't it?
3 months. 3 whole months since my birthday.
That is incredible.
Which therefore means 3 whole months since our last episode.
That's true. In a weird, because that's how we always plan it out, you know? Yeah.
Birthdays.
Remember when
Christmas.
We said birthdays, Christmas, Easter?
Yes.
And that's it. Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you under the table there. That's
footsies now. Well, welcome back, Monty.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the weather. You know, like having a little bit of time off from the podcast by accident.
What do you mean?
But I'm happy to be back. I'm very happy to be back behind the microphone and back, hopefully, with at least a couple of audience members that haven't totally given up on us.
Well, I'm more likely to win the lotto, but I echo that. It's a pleasure to be in front of the microphone again, but more
absolutely.
So. Pleasure to be in front of you again, Monty.
That's one of the best parts about this podcast is just hanging out with my best friend. Brody, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Weather is exceptional.
Mm.
And can't really complain.
And it's time for us to record our annual Christmas episode. Tradition.
Yes. Let's get into it because we do have a knack. We've uploaded an episode for every Christmas.
We have. Every months. Single Christmas we've been podcasting, we've recorded an episode, which is, you know.
You're welcome, Jesus.
Yep.
Gold.
Look, Brody, it's important.
Yeah. The Good Always podcast.
So, Brody, it's, look, it's important that we address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What are you pointing at?
Want to address it?
He's raising a hand to address it. What I'm talking about, Brody, is look, it's today's the 23rd of December.
Yeah.
Our last episode was when exactly?
The 23rd of September.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. 23, you know, at least we got that right. It's been a while. Look, we haven't recorded, well, we haven't posted an episode for a while. And the reason I say that, Brody, is because We did record an episode, a secret episode.
Not even secret. No, well, I guess technically secret.
By accident.
Yeah. So secret that we haven't heard it.
That's our secret. It's incredible. It's so exclusive that even we haven't heard it.
Yeah. We had booked a studio. Mm. We were meant to have a guest come in. The guest cancelled when we were at the studio. We had paid for the studio. And then we were like, well, we'll just record anyway. So we recorded episode 14.
Yep.
And then we didn't get the actual recording.
An important part of the process, I would say, is receiving the recording.
Big time. Yeah.
If I've learned anything about podcasting.
Yeah. So
we did get that. So it's somewhere.
It's nowhere. It's nowhere. They wiped the card a week afterwards. And then the day after they wiped it, I messaged and I was like, hey, do you guys have our recording? And they said, no, we wiped the card yesterday. Like, shit.
That's why we've had this hiatus. We've had this break from our podcast. We were so distraught by the news that it was deleted that we decided to take another 2 months off.
Yeah.
And here we are now. I remember we sat down and we said, let's wait until the 23rd of December.
We did.
Mm. And right on time.
Right on
assuming
time.
This and podcast even makes
totally
it
totally not.
Because we have no idea these days.
Honestly. We were actually going to record yesterday, the 22nd.
That's true.
But someone forgot to bring the microphones. And then we recorded today and we got about 20 minutes into the recording and we realised we weren't actually recording.
It was more than 20 minutes.
So we went back. So it might seem a little bit...
rehearsed, Stephen.
Yeah. Almost as if we know exactly what we're going to say. And finish each other's...
Yep.
So what have you got for us, Monty?
Well, first thing, Brody, I've got some brand new information for you.
Really? What is it?
Something you haven't heard before.
Is it?
No, look, so Brody, we live in this world of podcasting, right? We are podcast natives, you'd say. Not podcast foreigners anymore, now that we've been doing it for a year.
Okay. Well, Yeah.
Anyway. That's okay. I won't use the word native. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that, look, it seems like every day there's another podcast popping up somewhere.
Yeah.
Be it in the genre. Idiots. Those bloody idiots.
Hopefully they know how to make it stick to a schedule.
We'll teach them a few things, won't we, Brody?
Oh, yes, we will.
Be it in the comedy field, the true crime field, every time I log on, I see something new. And I start to think to myself, I was like, look, this must be getting, podcasting must be getting oversaturated. Obviously, we started when it was still, you know, fairly new.
No, we were so late to the party.
We were, a pod party. But I thought to myself, if we were going to, you know, if we were going to boost our audience, try find more of a niche or try find something more popular we could break into. Because, you know, right now we've got a small loyal fan base that we love dearly. But what would be the field we'd move to sort of garner more support?
Mm.
So I've done some research for us. I've had a look at not only the most popular podcast genres at the moment globally, but also, more importantly, the most crowded and the most sort of uncrowded, the most empty genres.
Okay, great.
To sort of think about where we might move to.
Clever. I like it.
So, first things first, let's talk about what the most popular podcasting genres are and see what you think about it.
Got to be comedy.
Number one, comedy. It's like you heard that before. It's incredible. It is genuinely though. It makes sense. You look at podcasts, comedy is a massive one. It's huge. And this is, keep in mind, we are, that's why we chose comedy. No, it isn't. But it's, you know, when you talk about two people sitting down and having a chat, comedy is one of the things that is the most prevalent, especially, you know, in this format.
Especially, you know, people with such wise, cracking sense of humour, such as your good self.
Such as that first joke at the beginning of the show. But what I'm, but this is the difference here. This isn't necessarily, there's heaps of comedy podcasts. This specifically is the most, you know, listened to genre. So, great. Ticking that box, we're in a popular genre. Number two, news. News seems to be the second most popular. Would you say we're a news podcast?
Well, we sometimes present some good news.
We do. We delve into the news. Mental health news, good news.
That's it.
That's about it, now I think about it. Third category. This is one, probably out of the three of them, the one we've looked at the least.
Okay.
True crime.
Never
really looked at any crimes.
No.
And I don't know if we need to. I reckon that's probably a genre that...
Well, there's probably some, like... away from. There's probably some serious copyright stuff going on that could technically be a crime.
Moving on. Number four. And this one, this is, you know, sort of hit and miss. The fourth most popular category, sport.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense to me, especially when you think globally.
Yeah.
Sport is just one of those unifying discussions, right?
Yeah. Brings people together. Nothing brings people together more than sport.
That's why I love sport. So look, looking at the popular categories, popularity-wise, we're doing well. We should really be in the millions of listeners.
We definitely should.
Yeah. So.
Well, that is also reliant on uploading.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we'll just keep you got something. You got the bee in your bonnet today, Brody. You got a vendetta.
Don't even start.
But let's talk about you know, popularity is one thing. We know we're popular. Simple stuff. Obviously, that's clear. But maybe the issue we're having, not our upload schedule, is that we're in genres that are too crowded.
Oh, yeah.
The most crowded, this is like the most crowded genres. These are the ones that they're not necessarily the most popular or the most listened to, but per podcast, it's just too many in the field. It's oversaturated.
Yeah. So a lot of people uploading this genre.
Yeah. And while there's a lot of popular podcasts within these genres, it's just too many podcasts.
Yeah.
The number one by a substantial margin globally, religion and spirituality. Which I don't personally listen to any of those podcasts, but I know you've got your other podcast. What's it called again?
God Always.
That's good for me. Thanks. God Always. The spin-off where Brody talks about God. Number two. Look, from here, the next four of the most crowded, it stinks a bit.
Ooh,
it maybe it points towards where we're going wrong here.
Okay.
Number two, music.
Yeah.
A little bit of music chat going on. We had a whole segment once where you just listened to music and drum beats. If I recall correctly.
Well, yeah, we had a weekly segment where you were writing songs.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Weekly. Podcasting. How'd that go for you this time?
Well, we can use the song that's lost in the ether, probably. Number three, comedy.
Oh,
damn it. So
well.
Number four, society and culture. I'd say one of the ones we talk about the most, society and culture.
Yeah.
And number five, TV and film.
Yeah, we kind of... we're not really...
We've talked about...
Oh, we've done the old...
guess the title.
Yeah, guess the...
We do the... Yep.
Guess the title based on the bad movie.
I looked at that and I was like, oh, geez, we really are playing in these crowded fields. Mm. And I thought maybe it would be handy for us to have a look at the least crowded.
Yeah, genres. What can we really tap into?
So here's some of the least crowded specific genres that we could be tapping into. Number one, volleyball. Now look, I don't know a lot about volleyball, but I'd be willing to learn.
I love playing volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Beach or regular? That's all I know about volleyball.
Oh, regular. I don't have the explosive power in my tiny little calves to play beach volleyball very well. Okay. I tried once and it was appalling.
Okay.
No one wanted to watch it.
So that's an option. Maybe
could mark me up.
Could mark you up as your calves explode on the beach.
Yes.
Number two, and this is an interesting one, swimming. Apparently there's not a lot of swimming podcasts.
Yeah.
The reason I say this is interesting is because I know you can't swim.
Correct. Yeah.
So maybe this could be some sort of journey, swimming podcast where you learn how to swim and we mark you up in the water or something. And
if
it goes wrong, we've got true crime on our hands. Live action true crime.
And swimming.
And swimming. So anyway, number three, mathematics. Right, moving on. Number four.
Yeah, thanks.
Aviation.
Well, that ties in well to your joke at the beginning.
It does. And the number five category, the one of the least crowded podcast genres, business shopping. which I assume that's like buying things for businesses, but it could be buying
a business.
Businesses. Either way.
Are we a business? Hold on. No, don't have a name.
I looked into it. Expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit... Anyway,
we'll talk about later.
Just talk logistics on it.
Yeah. Well, because I was looking at getting a website, but to get a website, you have to have an ABN.
Do you have to pay for an ABN?
Really? It's like $600.
Really?
We'll talk about it offline. I'm sure.
Anyway.
Regardless, we got distracted. Regardless, look, maybe, what do you think about this? Where are we moving to from here? Do we stay where we're at and just, God forbid, work on our upload schedule?
I think that might have something to do with it. It's not just the uploading as well, and there's partially you to blame for that, but there's also the marketing of it, and that's on true. The,
well, that's on both of us, but
yeah,
we don't post a lot. No. We could be posting more.
We're posting.
All right, so maybe let's work on the current category we're in right now.
Yeah.
And then if we really want to move into business shopping later, then we've got that door open for us.
Can't wait.
All right. Brody, it's that time of the podcast.
The end.
That's it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Where we play a game.
Ah,
I've got a game
entire
for
podcast.
Sorry?
Their entire podcast.
It is most of the podcast.
Yes.
Look, Brody, I've got a game for you to play.
Thank God.
Because I know you love playing games.
I do.
And I reckon it's a good one. I'm pretty proud of this game I've come up with for you.
You're
key. How this game works is...
Tell me.
Look, we all know... We don't all know this. I know that you have... look, you've changed degrees a couple of times, haven't you?
Oh, not this again.
Look, we just have to acknowledge the fact that you've jumped around a bit. We don't have to talk about it too much.
Okay, thank you.
But... The reason I say that is because I imagine you spent a fair amount of time looking at the degrees available to you.
Nope.
Is that okay? He's an impulse purchaser. So the game I've got for you, Brody, is I have a list in front of me of 9 degrees.
Yep.
9 degrees. Some of them you probably have seen in your many... Maybe you've done a few of them, knowing how many degrees you've attempted.
What do you mean? I've started two.
Okay.
About to start two.
so, don't check your phone, mate. We're recording a podcast.
Just keep talking.
I've got 9 degrees written down here.
Yeah.
Some of them... don't give me that. Come on, mate. You love my games.
I don't.
Some of them are real degrees. Specific weird degrees.
It's one of those...
around the world, don't you say, what's wrong with you?
Real
yes,
or
it's
fake?
One of our real or fakes, but it's good. I think it's a good one. You know what, mate?
Go on.
I might play with someone else. This
go
sucks.
Go on.
Some of them are ones that I've made up that I think sound like they could be real.
Okay.
And some of them are genuinely just strange, real degrees.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the university they come from and the title of the degree.
Okay. Actually, that does sound
good. Cool. Yeah, see? That's what I told you. The first one.
Yes.
From the University of Southern Iowa, the certificate in mechanics of love.
True.
That is false. That is a fakey.
Certificate.
I know. I thought I'd trick you a bit there, didn't I? Some of them are certificates, but.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Second one.
Yes.
From Deep Springs College in Nevada, a Bachelor of Science majoring in paranormal investigation.
It's got to be real.
That is not real. Oh, that is God. A false one. That's 2 for 2 for me so far. Penn State University, degree in turf grass science.
Real.
That is a real degree. Is it like the fake grass? That's not it. University of Connecticut, Masters of Puppet Arts.
I feel like I just want to go with real for all of them. Let's see how we go.
You get it.
False.
No, it's real. Oh, got one right so far. Okay. That is a real degree if you ever want to get into the a Master of Puppet Arts.
I do.
University of Connecticut.
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Bermuda College on the Isle of Bermuda. Mm. Masters in Theoretical Soil Manufacturing.
They do love their soil in Bermuda.
Apparently. Is that a real degree? Theoretical Soil Manufacturing.
No, they're more practical people. This is a... This is a fake degree.
That's true. That's true. And they do actually have it. Master. No, well done. Well
thank
done.
Thank you.
All right, you got 1, 2, 4 left here.
Got to get them all.
I'm going to get all 4 of them.
I don't know. I've room for
you've
one.
Got 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
1, 2, go.
Florida Southern University.
Sorry,
guys. University in Florida. Bachelor of Science, specializing in citrus.
True.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's a real degree. Maybe you might find a new degree you want to study. Carnegie Mellon University, Bachelor Study in Bagpipe Performance.
False.
And that is a real degree.
No way.
Apparently they've been doing it for 75 years. Oh my God. Bagpipe Performance.
Bachelor Study in Bagpipe Performance.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Wow.
You got 2 more.
Okay.
Spring Hill Catholic College, Alabama, Diploma of Confrontation of Atheism.
Well, this is where we become the religion and spirituality podcast.
Diploma of Confrontation of Atheism.
At which university?
Spring Hill Catholic College, Alabama.
False.
Damn it, Eddie, false. Well done. It's pretty good, though. I think that's a pretty good one. Yeah. That's totally made up.
That's clever.
Last one. You wouldn't believe this, but apparently they let people do this. Curtin University, double major in journalism and anthropology. What a strange double major.
First of all, how dare you?
What do you think, Brady? Real or fake?
It definitely should be fake, but I don't know many people that have actually done it before. And
because why would you? Journalism and anthropology.
They go hand in hand. Yeah, and they've always said that at Curtin University.
Famous saying, yeah.
That is true.
That is true. I think that means you won somehow.
Just in on the end, just
5 out of 9.
Just on that quickly.
Not looking happy.
I was accepted into journalism.
Not anthropology. Sorry.
And I've caught up to, well, because journalism on the website was my first preference.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So yep, I've caught up to make it a double.
Right, yep.
And she goes, oh, you just got to do it through TISC again. And I was like,
sorry?
Do I really? She's like, yeah, just should be easy. You just set it as a double. I was like, okay, I can't because...
Because TISC is done?
Because, yeah, I've already been offered and accepted a thing.
So do you have to wait till next year?
I don't know. Anyway.
So maybe it isn't a real degree.
Yeah, that's why I'm tentative. But yeah.
All right, well done, Brady. That's a win.
You're an asshole.
A win on the board for Brady Mac. Brody, I think that it's time for us to do another installment of Good News Always.
Ah, yes.
As discussed in our podcast genres,
yeah,
news is one of the areas we often delve into.
So we've ticked spirituality, we're ticking off news.
We're ticking off most of them now, yeah.
I've ticked off comedy.
Excuse me. I think my joke at the beginning was excellent.
Okay.
Look, I like to spend a bit of time every day looking at the news of what's going on around the world, around Australia, and in particular, I'm interested in sort of the developments being made in mental health.
Yep.
I know you dabble in that as well sometimes. Mm-hmm. You care a little bit about mental health. Not heaps, but, you know, bare minimum, I suppose.
Sure.
I'm going to have to put some stickers on your laptop and move on. So, one thing I wanted to share with you, have you... We've talked a little bit about mental health first aid on the podcast before.
Yes.
We both have our certificates. It's a great program.
Yes.
But what I read the other day, which I wanted to share with you, because I think it's a really awesome initiative and just some good news in the world of mental health, is that New South Wales has announced that they're going to be introducing what is going to be the largest mental health first aid program in the world, which is quite incredible. So from, you know, to next year onwards, they're going to unveil they've unveiled this plan to train 275,000 people in rural New South Wales in mental health first aid training.
Yeah, wow.
All funded government-wise.
Beautiful.
I thought it's really positive. And from the training I've done as well, you can see, unfortunately, the trends of mental health issues in rural Australia just because of that isolation,
yeah,
that disconnect. And so to hear that that's something that's, you know, underway over New South Wales is, I think, highly positive. So
yeah.
Just thought I'd want to share some good news with you.
That is good news. Great result. And good for New South Wales as well. Obviously been through a significant amount of stuff over the last 12 months. And yeah, for them to have extra support in that space is fantastic. And yeah, as you said, obviously for rural areas as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's yeah, awesome. Thanks, Monty. So, it is time. The time we all dread. The time that doesn't make us feel so good always.
Makes us feel a bit bad always.
Yeah. The end of our episode. And we feel bad because God only knows when the next episode's going to
exactly.
be. So.
And God knows we've spent a long time trying to get
yeah.
this one working.
We've been at this for about 3 hours and we've recorded 25 minutes of content.
Well, no, we've sort of recorded like an hour. Just that some of it didn't have any audio.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a difficult time for us because we don't know when we're going to see each other next. Not very, because of anything else, just because of our own personal...
Yeah. Pretty much.
So what have you got for us, bro?
Well, as we established earlier, we have a knack for... I think we established anyway. It's all just happening, isn't it? We have a knack for uploading
it. We didn't establish it earlier. Just know that we did.
We did.
You just weren't there for it.
We have a knack for uploading at and around Christmas time.
We do, yep.
We are consistent.
We've done it every single year.
Every podcasting year, we have done it.
Mm.
And I feel like today we haven't really touched on Christmas at all.
No, not really. No, not at all even.
No, we didn't. But anyway, Monty, quick question.
Yep.
Do you have any family Christmas traditions?
A couple, a few, yeah.
Great.
Do you want me to share them, or is it just a yes or no?
Well, it's up to you if you feel comfortable.
Is that what we're doing here? Yeah. Oh, okay. Not many. We always go to the beach on Christmas Day. Oh, we see Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
The night before.
I've actually never watched it.
Are you kidding me?
Apparently it's very
You've
good.
You've got to watch it tomorrow. It is like just the quintessential
Christmas movie.
I'll come over. Oh, it's awkward.
Okay.
Always watch Love Actually the night before.
Yeah.
Morning of small traditions, but we go to the beach in the morning, mm-hmm. and we have panettone, which is a traditional Italian. Not actually Italian, really. Our family. Panettone is.
I was pretty sure it is.
Not actually Italian. I wouldn't believe this. But we always have panettone. The only time of year we ever partake in Italian tradition.
Mm.
And that's pretty much it, though. Really, that's the only real traditions we follow.
Nice.
Mm.
Very nice.
And we sit down as a family and we listen to the annual Good Always. Christmas episode,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just...
get the whole family around. We turn on the radio that we use only for Good Always and we listen to it.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Yeah.
And that's not... I don't think that's just a family thing for you. I think that's a worldwide
but
tradition.
As I understand, that's like...
It's what most people do, or at least should be doing. Well, I've got for you a couple of... It says 11, but a couple of...
11? Okay.
Yeah. You probably won't go through all 11. But, weird family traditions from people around the place. Just things that are just a bit bizarre.
All right.
Number one, this isn't me. I'm
okay, I'm going to stop recording here.
On behalf of someone. I have a family of five. And when we visit my parents for Christmas, they scatter all the gifts across their 10 acres of wooded property. Last year, I had to cut a rope to lower a gift down because it was suspended 30 feet in the air.
That's good. Oh, that's great. I might have to take that one. That's really funny.
Well, you probably would have 10 acres.
10 acres. I'll settle down.
On Christmas Eve, we have a tradition of the Christmas elf. All the kids take turns putting on the pointy green elf hat and putting a present under the tree.
Not too weird. It's pretty.
They're all in their 20s now, and my wife still makes them do it. We have a bunch of pictures of bored, annoyed 20-year-olds posing with a present by a tree wearing a stupid green elf hat.
There we go. That's the weird part. That's good. It's good.
Like you could, you definitely could.
Yep. I like it.
On Christmas Eve, we all pack up into the car and drive around looking at the Christmas lights around town. And we drink chocolate milk from baby bottles while we do it.
I like that one because it sounded just like a regular tradition. And then the sting. These are good.
Christmas Eve, obviously, again.
Okay, yep.
After the church service, there's our religious tick there. The family loads up the dog and cat in the car and drives around looking at Christmas lights. We end it with a trip to Tasty Freeze. Must be like some restaurant thing.
Yep.
End it with a trip to Tasty Freeze to get a hamburger for the dog. A small vanilla ice cream for the cat. The humans don't get anything.
I'd just love to know about these really weird specific ones. What? Some of them you can sort of tell where the origin is. That one, that's just bizarre. That's a bizarre end.
My mum has put a can of soda and snack pack of chips and a sleeve of toaster pastries in our stockings every year. That's it. I'm 25.
Yep. Weird. Definitely weird.
Bizarre. Very, very bizarre.
How many more have you got?
I've got one more for you.
Oh, awesome.
Are you going to, firstly, reckon you implement any of these?
So far, I like... No. Nah, if I had a dog and a cat, maybe. That one's it's so weird, but... Nah, I like the first one, actually.
Yeah.
So far, the only one I... The 10-acre property hiding that's around. That's funny. Very funny.
I actually reckon... It just sounds like
good fun.
It's pretty... I actually really like this one.
Yeah,
yeah. This one is good.
Here we go. This could be one.
Wrapping paper fight. After all the presents are unwrapped... We crumple the paper and we just throw it at each other.
Yep. You know what? That's the winner.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the one. That's easy to implement.
That's good. It's quick. It's like a snowball fight or dodgeball.
Yeah, we don't have snow here, so we need something.
We've got paper.
Great. All right. You know what? I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Probably the day after tomorrow.
Jeez. Are you going to open your presents? Make sure you leave out your milk and your cookies.
Anything more for me? Is that the last tradition?
Do you leave out milk and cookies for Santa? Do you leave out eggnog? Do you like eggnog?
This is such a niche joke. We didn't... just for context, we did talk too much about eggnog in the deleted edition. Yeah.
When we were trying to talk about something really, really serious, and now then we started talk about this harping on about eggnog.
Look, Brody, that's the end of our Christmas edition of Good Always podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you don't, have a nice day. Well, that's fair enough. Enjoy the holidays, the festive season. Surround yourself with family. Look after yourself over this period, everyone. Merry Christmas from the Good Always podcast to your family.
And enjoy the tradition of sitting down with your family, all of them getting out their phones.
Of course.
And at once pressing play on the Good Always podcast.
And make sure it's really important that you all do it at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, this, but it's part of the tradition, of course, to get at least 10 more views to the podcast.
Tradition. Yeah.
Enjoy and let us know how you go with your yearly listening. And we'll see it maybe not next week, but we'll see you next
week. 3 years.
Thanks, Brody.